Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our learning at Sha'arei. We are about a week and a couple of days away from the Yom HaDin. Hard to believe, but yes, the year is just about over, and Be'ezras Hashem, soon we will usher in the new year. We are learning the Lui Nishmasa and the Zecher Nishmasa, Miriam Frond, Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzchak, Allah HaShalom, and Hashem should have a continuous aliyah in the merit of the Torah learning that we share this evening. So we are continuing with the topic of love, Ahavas Hashem. We have been discussing this and learning for a little while. If anybody has the Sefer, we are on page 225. If you don't worry, because I don't think we're going to get so far in the Sefer tonight. Okay, we're in the middle of page 225. Okay, and this is the topic called unconditional love. So the author writes, true love and yearning for the Creator, true love and yearning. My soul thirsts for the living God, yearning for God, is depicted in the verse, you shall love Hashem your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your resources. So the author quotes the Shema, the first pasuk of the Shema, Sefer Bereishis, Parak Vav Pasuk Hey, Parak Vav Pasuk Dal is the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hero Israel, Hashem is God, Hashem is one, and then V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, shall love the Lord your God b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'odecha, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your ma'od. And that is the Pasuk. Why am I bringing this up? Because that's the Pasuk that the author quotes here. True love and yearning for the Creator is depicted in this verse. You shall love Hashem your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your resources. And that requires one to transcend the constraints of physicality. I noticed 2 weeks ago something very, very interesting. I was waiting to share it with you till I quoted this sentence when he once again quotes from the Kriya Shema. I noticed something very interesting. Do you remember 2 weeks ago, in the beginning of this topic, he spoke about how there are three levels of love. There's the love of the external limbs. Do you remember this? The love of the internal organs. And then the love of the soul. 2 weeks ago, we spoke about that. Two pages ago, the author writes that love can emanate from the external limbs, or from the internal organs, or from the soul. So I realized something very interesting. This pasuk in Shema, I guess I'm just going to start to screen share now. Why isn't it letting me screen share what I want? Here we go. What I want to show you. Okay, he quotes this pasuk from the Shema when talking about love of Hashem. V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, you shall love Hashem your God b'chol levavcha. Can you see my screen? Yes, somebody that I could see. Could you see the screen? Yes, okay. V'chol levavcha, with all your heart, u'v'chol nafshecha, with all your soul, u'v'chol me'odecha, with all your ma'od, with all your resources. So I noticed something very, very interesting. 2 weeks ago, we learned that there is the love of the external organs. And I was thinking to myself that each of these three categories corresponds to one of those three loves. Then there's the love of the internal organs, and then there's the love of the soul. And you see that here, b'chol levavcha, with all of your heart, corresponds to the person's love of God through their internal organs. U'v'chol nafshecha corresponds to a person's love of God from the deepest level, the level of the soul. U'v'chol me'odecha corresponds to the external organs. How? Because what is b'chol me'odecha? If you remember, Rashi offers two interpretations. The first is b'chol me'moncha, with all of your money. You have to serve God with your money. So that represents total externality. So I think that it's just very interesting that these three levels of love actually correspond to the three levels of love in the different parts of our very being. B'chol levavcha corresponds to the heart, representing the internal organs. B'chol nafshecha represents the deepest love of God, which is the love of the soul. And finally, b'chol me'odecha, with all your ma'od, with all your resources, corresponds to our external limbs, in the fact that we have to love Hashem, our God, with all of our ma'od, with all of our money. I thought that was very, very interesting. Requires, so if you want to love Hashem, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'odecha, one must transcend the constraints of physicality. To enter that world of love, you must first refine your more earthly qualities. Well, some person has to refine their earthly qualities anyway. Well, it's part of Tikkun Amidos. With such a foundation, you will be able to build unconditional love. So once you refine your earthly side, your Gashmi side, your external side, you will be able to build a foundation and come to love Hashem. As long as you do not have proper conditional love, the ground on which you need to build unconditional love with cave in. So you need a strong foundation so you can have a structure on higher floors. So I thought that would be appropriate. And we have not yet learned this piece, despite all of our talk of love of Hashem, to look at the Sefer HaChinuch. And what does the Sefer HaChinuch have to say on the mitzvah of love of Hashem? Why do I bring it to you now? Because it is the Sefer HaChinuch from Parshas Ve'eschanan commenting on the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. I'm going to start the screen share momentarily. I downloaded it to my computer so I can put it on the screen for you. It is the precept of love for the Lord from the pasuk Va'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshcha b'chol meldecha, like the author just quotes. So I'm now going to screen share. I have it right here for you. Here we go. Can you see? Okay, thank you. So this is the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem based on the pasuk from what we call the Shema Yisrael. So let us look. We are in Parashas Ve'eschanan. Okay. Shenitztavinu la'ahov es hamakom baruch. I can't highlight because this is a PDF. If I try and highlight, the whole thing's going to highlight it. Can't highlight sentence by sentence, but you can follow along with me. Shenitztavinu la'ahov es hamakom baruch. We have been commanded to love the Almighty. And it's a question that sometimes you hear, and it's a question that sometimes we might think to ourselves. How could somebody command me to have a feeling? It's a good question. You could command me to take arba minim in my hand. That's a physical action. Love God with all of your external limbs, with your resources. Okay. B'chol ma'odecha, with your externality, with your money. Use your money to buy arba minim and take them in your hand. You could even understand that you could be commanded to love God b'chol nafshecha, with all of your soul, because the soul naturally loves God, because the soul is a part of God, and a person loves part of himself. So the soul naturally clings to God. But how could you command me to have a feeling? It's a good question. We're commanded to have many feelings. Lo tisna esachicha bilvavecha. You should not, parshas kedoshim. Don't hate your brother in your heart. So you could tell me speak nicely to my brother. You could tell me not to charge interest to my brother. You could tell me to lend money to my brother. You could tell me not to put a stumbling block. But you're telling me emotion. And yes, the Torah demands even the lev. He doesn't only demand the Ribon Shel Olam, the nefesh, which naturally loves Hashem, and he doesn't only demand the external limbs, and it's easier to get the limbs to follow after God, but even the Ribon Shel Olam demands the heart. Shenitzavinu la'ahov es hamakom baruch. We have been commanded to love the Almighty, blessed be Shem Ne'emar, as the pasuk says in Parshas Ve'eschanan, which I showed you on the screen, Devarim 6:5, which our Sefer just quoted, va'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. You shall love Hashem with God, your God, with all parts of yourself, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your ma'od. The inyan ha-mitzvah. What is the inyan? How do they translate the inyan of mitzvah? The substance of this precept. My Sefer HaChinuch is Feldheim. Okay, the inyan of the mitzvah, the matter of the mitzvah, the substance of this precept is shenachshov. We have to think from machshava, v'nitbonein, and we must pay attention. Bipikudav ufu'ulosav. We have to pay attention to Hashem's mitzvos, what He appointed us to do. Like from the word mafkid, mefakid, He appointed us. We have to pay attention to His mitzvos. We have to pay attention to God's actions, His works, His wonders. Ad until shenasigehu kefiyuchol tenu. Until we grasp, according to each person, according to his own ability, some degree of understanding of the Ribon Shel Olam. You have to think about God. You have to pay attention to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You have to contemplate His commandments and His works, His wonders, His actions, until we reach a grasp according to our ability. V'nit aneg, from the word oneg, we will have pleasure. V'hasagaso betachlis oneg. So it's interesting because in my Sefer HaChinuch, there's a footnote by this word, v'hasagaso, that tells us that older manuscripts and the first edition actually have the word v'hashgachato in His walk. Watchful care. So until we come to appreciate and contemplate and understand according to our ability, and then we will delight in God's hashkacha, His watchfulness, His supervision over us. B'tachli sa'oneg means with utmost delight. The purpose of the delight will bring us to contemplating what Hashem does for us. And then, of course, we will love Him. V'zos hi ahava ha-mechuyaves. And this is the ahava, the love that is incumbent. We are mechuyav. We are obligated. Obligatory, essential love. So like we spoke a few weeks ago, we have to the best of our ability understand the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you remember a few weeks ago, we spoke about a shir that something that I clarified with Rav Shai Shachter. What does Amunu Peshuta mean? Amunu Peshuta is for a dar that's pasha. And he explained to me that it means that we have to make chakiros. We have to make investigations into understanding the Ribbono Shel Olam to the best of our ability. And this is what the Sefer HaChinuch writes in the year 1300. We have to think and we have to contemplate God's mitzvos and his actions until we can grasp according to our degree of understanding, and we will come to delight in his involvement and his supervision in our lives, which brings us to the purpose of pleasure, and that is love. And isn't it true that the more you know a person, lahavdil, the more you come to love them, the more you understand the person and what they're doing and their reasoning and their rationale, the more you come to love that person, because relationships are based on understanding and knowledge one person to another. It's very hard to love someone you know nothing about. I'm talking about in the personal realm. It's extremely hard to love a person that you really don't know. The more you come to know somebody, the more you come to love them, which is why we say beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. There's other expressions that we use to say when a person comes close to somebody else, they love them. So the Chinuch says, you have to make an effort to think and to contemplate about the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this is love that is required. Uloshan Sifri. And the Sefer HaChinuch quotes the Sifri. Lefi shenemar va'ahavta. Because the Torah says, and you shall love, eini yodea keitzad, ohev adam hamakom. I do not know how a person could love God. Talmud lomar. So if you don't know how, what is the path that a person will come to love God, the Torah answers and says, and these matters which I am commanding you today, place them upon your heart. In this week's Parsha, in Parshas Nitzavim, one of this week's Parshas, Parshas Nitzavim, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Vav. I just don't want to switch between the screen share, so I'm just going to read you the Pasuk. It relates to our topic. I'm afraid if I switch the screen share, this one will get lost. Umal Hashem Elokecha es lovavcha. Okay, fine. I want to. I don't know if I do. I don't think you're going to see. You don't see this, right? Did you? No, you don't see this. Okay. One second. Do you see this? You don't see the chinuch now? The whole thing disappeared? You do see the chinuch. I'm just leaving it. This week's parsha, Parshas Nitzavim, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Vav. The pasuk says, "Umal Hashem Elokecha es lovavcha ve'es lovav zarecha." God will circumcise. He will remove the blockage, the timtum halev, what is blocking your heart. God will remove the blockage from your heart and the heart of your offspring. La'ahava es Hashem Elokecha, to love Hashem your God. B'chol lovavcha, with all your heart, uvechal nafshecha, with all your soul, uman chayecha, in order that you shall live. This is Parshas Nitzavim, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Vav, where the Torah describes a process where Hashem will help us by removing the timtum halev, the blockage and the impurities that reside over our heart, circumcising our heart so that we can come to true love of Hashem God. And the Baal HaTurim teaches on this pasuk, es lavavcha ve'es lavav, es Levavcha ve'es levav, Rashi Tevos Elo. You could look up the Baal term. The Baal term says, es levavcha ve'es levav, Rashi Tevos Elo. So it comes to be when a person can circumcise their heart and remove the blockage over their heart, which we have to work on dafka during Elo, you will come to a greater degree of loving Hashem. And that relates here exactly to what the Sefer HaChinuch just told us. How will you come to love Hashem if you put these mitzvos that I am commanding you today? And Rashi says, every day the mitzvah should be like new. Put them on your heart. Because through putting the mitzvos, internalizing them, learning them, thinking about them, doing them, placing them in our hearts, you will come to recognize makir lahakir. You will come to recognize the one who steps, who spoke and created the world. In other words, you will come to recognize the creator, Klomar. Meaning to say, she'im his boninus batorah titiashev ha'ahava b'lev behechrich. Meaning to say, im with an ayin, if you contemplate and pay attention, hitbonein, lehitbonein, bina, if you use your wisdom to contemplate the Torah, certainly love will be placed, will naturally be restored in your heart, absolutely, behechrich. So the path back to Hashem and the path of Ahavas Hashem is to immerse yourself in Torah. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says to us in Parshas Nitzavim. Umal Hashem Elokecha Esluvadcha Ve'esluvad Zarecha La'ahavas Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levadcha B'chol Nevshecha L'man Chayecha. So we come to recognize He who created the world. If we are mitbonein, pay attention with our bina in Torah, then love of God will hechreich, certainly, be restored or returned or placed upon our hearts. So what's the answer? How could God command me to have emotions? It's not that you're, it doesn't seem to be from the chinuch that you're commanded to have a feeling. You're commanded to immerse yourself in a life of Torah. And through immersing yourself in the emes of Torah, you will come to love Hashem. By getting to know Hashem, so to speak, you will come to love the Ribon Sha'olam. So there's one path back to God. There's one path to Ahavas Hashem. And it's a path of Torah. V'amru zichonam levracha, the sages of blessed memory say, Shazoz ha'ahava tichayev ha'adam lo'orer b'nei adam ba'ahava so lo'avdo. This love that man is obligated to have, we must be aroused, lo'orer, wake up. Uru yisheni mishnaseichem. Rambam tells us that the shofar is meant to wake us up. Man must wake up with a love for God's service. Kamosha Matsinu ba Avraham. Like we found with Avram, Avram is called Avram Ohavi, Avram who loves me. Avram was roused and roused others to serve Hashem, and Avram was identified as a true Ohev Hashem. Shoresh mitzvah zu yadua. The root of this mitzvah is well known. Shalo yikayem ha'adam mitzvah Hashem baruch hu yafeh. So true. Rak ba'ahava so oso. The root of this mitzvah, the purpose of this mitzvah, is well known. Because a man, a person, will not be able to complete, to yikayem, to uphold, to perform the mitzvahs of Hashem, blessed be He, nicely, yafeh, properly, appropriately, if he does not love God. It's true. If you see a Gadol Hador shaking lulav and esrog, if you see a real Yirei Shamayim taking the Arba Minim, and then you see Hamon Am, there's a difference. Why? Because the degree of Ahavas Hashem is different. Of course, a person from Hamon Am called to love Hashem, but the more a person loves Hashem, the greater their performance of mitzvos will be, because it won't be mitzvos anashim melumda. It won't be by rote, it won't be by habit, it won't be another thing to check off on the list. Rather, it will be with such feeling, because you love Hashem so much. So the path to complete the mitzvos beautifully, yafeh, nicely, appropriately, can only be accomplished if a person loves Hashem and wants to serve Him. Dinei ha-mitzvah. Are there dinim to the mitzvah, laws of the mitzvah? She-ra'ui lo la'adam, she-yas, it is appropriate or worthy for man, she-yasim kol mechshavto. All of a person's thoughts have to be laser beamed towards Hashem. Sometimes I think during the day, when I'm not involved in something that's outright ruchnias, I'm putting that in quotes, you have to make everything ruchnias, when I'm just involved in mundane things, I think to myself, what mitzvah am I fulfilling there? So cooking, what am I doing? Laundry, just walking. If I'm driving, so a person has to always try and think, kol machshavto, all of his thoughts have to be connected always to Hashem. V'chol magamaso, and all of his, one second, whole mind, his whole aim. Achar ahavas Hashem, this has to be my aim in life. Ahavas Hashem. And in this piece that I didn't get to quote at length last time, I'm going back to the Sefer Constant Connection, on the teachings of Rav Noach Weinberg Zatzal on the six constant mitzvos. Rav Noach Weinberg begins the fifth mitzvah, la'ahavo, to love Hashem, by quoting the chovos halavavos, duties of the heart. And the chovos halavavos writes in the Sha'ar Ahavas Hashem, the gate of love of Hashem, you should understand, I went, we springboard from, springboarded, is that a word? From the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Ahavas Hashem, to quoting Rav Noach Weinberg, who quotes Sefer HaChovos HaLevavos, at his introduction to the Sha'ar, the gate of love of God. You should understand and know, my brother, all of the duties of the heart, Chovos HaLevavos, the duties of the heart, all of a person's personal qualities, and all of nobility of soul, mentioned previously in the Sefer, are all steps and stages that lead to the lofty idea of Ahavas Hashem. So when you see a person who fulfills the duties of the heart, a person who has tremendous personal qualities, a person who has nobility of soul. And when you see someone with nobility of soul, when you come across the Gedolim, they may be the well-recognized Gedolim or the quiet Gedolim, you recognize that person has nobility of soul. All of those attributes are steps and stages that should lead us to the lofty idea of love of God. You should also know, continues the Chovas HaLevavos, that all duties and virtues, all duties, what is incumbent upon me, all virtues, all of my midos and my maidos, whether learned from logic, scripture, or rabbinic tradition, whether a person deduces from their own mind, or they learn it from Torah, or they learn it from Torah Shabbal Peh, all duties and virtues are steps by which one aspires to the ideal of Ahavas Hashem. Ahavas Hashem, love of God, is the goal and the culmination of all of our work here. There is no higher level than this, nor anything beyond this. Rav Noach Weinberg comments, every business has an ultimate goal, and each employee understands his overall success is measured according to his contribution to achieving that goal. You work for a company, but that company has an overall goal, and everyone understands my success is measured by helping the company achieve that goal. Our goal in life is to love Hashem. And therefore, our success is judged by the degree to which we succeed in attaining the goal of Ahavas Hashem. So even if we're not there yet, it's something we have to be striving for. We have to understand that there is a higher level than serving Hashem Miyira. It's so interesting. I just saw that there's a Slichos program. I'm starting very late on Motzi Shabbos. I'm on the YU email list. So the Slichos program, Motzi Shabbos, 11 p.m., the speaker is Rav Heschel Schechter Shlita, and his topic is Teshuvah Me'ahava or Teshuvah Me'ira. If you remember, we had a whole shiur on that last week based on a piece by Rav Meir Tversky. So I thought it was very interesting. The Rav Heschel Schechter's topic was very interesting to hear what he has to say, Teshuvah Me'ahava or Teshuvah Me'ira. But a person's whole purpose in life is to come to love the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what the Mechaber of the Sefer HaChinuch says. Dinei HaMitzvah, the laws of the mitzvah, She'ra'ui lo la'adam, it is worthy for a person, She'yasim kol machshavto. All of my machshavos have to be, what am I doing right now? Whether it's laundry, or cooking, or driving, or taking my kids to yeshiva because the bus didn't come 2 days in a row, or going here, or cleaning up my mother's car because it's going back, the lease is up, whatever I'm doing, I have to think with my head. What am I doing now that is service of God? V'chol magamato, and all of my aim, achar ahavas Hashem. V'ya'arich b'libo tamid. He must arrange in his heart always, consistently. Ki kol ma'ashahu ba'olam me'osher u'banim v'kavod. Everything that he has in this world, whether it's wealth, children, honor, hakol ka'ayin v'ka'efes v'tohu. Everything that a person has in this world is nothingness, zero, chaotic, primordial darkness, keneged ahavaso baruch hu. Everything pales in comparison. I think that's a better translation, not an exact literal translation, but everything that a person has in life, from his wealth to his family to any honor that he have, any honor that he has, all pales in comparison. It is ayin, efes, and tohu. Considering one's love of Hashem. So I want to share something really interesting with you. You see the juxtaposition of these two words. Oh, there's a way that I could actually mark my screen. No. Okay. Sometimes, oh, this isn't my account. Okay, fine. You see the juxtaposition of these two words. Or oh, maybe I could just do it like this. No. Wait. Forget it. Let's go. Okay. You see the juxtaposition of these two words. Ya'arich bilibo tamid. You have to arrange in your heart always. So lave and tamid. So I want to share with you a beautiful insight. I only told over one shiur before that Esther Edelman the other week brought to my attention in the name of Rabbi Ephraim Shapiro from North Miami Beach. So you really need a pen and a paper for this, or you could just use your head, but it's easier if you have a pen and a paper. We're talking about loving Hashem b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, u'b'chol me'odecha. Okay? to love Hashem, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your ma'od. We're talking about Ahavas Hashem. Ahavas Hashem stems from the heart. Like the Chinuch says, V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha. Until we acquire this according to our ability, and we have Ahava steeped in our lave, absolutely. So this is really interesting. Lave, heart, lamed beis. But if you write down on a piece of paper how you spell the word letter lamed and how you spell the letter beis. So how do you spell the letter lamed? It's very easy. Why can't I talk tonight? I could talk, just not as clearly as I would like. How do you spell the word lamed, the letter lamed? Lamed mem dalet. I suppose lamed. So on the top of your paper, just say leave. And then write out lamed mem dalet. That's the lamed. Now you're going to spell the word beis, the letter beis. Beis, I don't know why we say it like that. The real word for beis is bayit, bait. That's what you're really beis is. Bait, I don't know how it became beis, aleph beis, but it's bait, as in bias. Beis, yod, tough. Good? So you have lave. Lave is made up of two letters, lamed and beis. Lamed is lamed mem dalet. And beis is bet, like bayit. Beis, yod, tough. If you circle the lamed and the beis, and the words that you spelled out, you're left with four letters. What does it spell? Someone could put it in the chat if you didn't already. What does it spell? The four letters you're left with? That's exactly right. Tommy. So I hope somebody besides for Esty did it, because it's really incredible. Okay, this was an insight that Esther Edelman shared with me that she heard from Rabbi Ephraim Shapiro. And I really love seeing the secrets of Torah uncovered like this. Tamid, Lamid Bet, Lamid Mem Dalad, Beis Yod Taf. If you circle the lave, the next four letters spell Tamid. So what does it tell us? It teaches us a lot. So Rabbi Ephraim Shapiro taught that it teaches us that instead of the Korban Tamid today, Korban Echa Tasa Baboka, Korban Hasheni Tasa Ben Arbayim, the lamb, the sheep that was brought every day, morning and eve, in the Mishkan's last Beit HaMikdash, we don't have that anymore, Mipnei Chatainu Galinu Meratzenu, because we're in Galus. So Rabbi Ephraim Shapiro, in the name of Esther Edelman, said that today our hearts are instead of the Korban Tamid. But I think there's many deep understandings here. We know that tefillah is avodah shebelief. Shachas Tain is 2a. Ezehi avodah shebelief. Habay omer zohi tefillah. Tefillah is service of the heart. What aspect do we need to contemplate when we daven? Shevisi Hashem lenegdi tamid ki mini bal emor. Tehillim, Tas Zayin, Pasuk Ches. You need to be Hashem, to be before you always and consistently with Tmidius, in order to come before God with Tefillah. Leiv represents Avodah Shebeleiv, service of the heart represents prayer. In order to be successful in prayer, we must place God before us always. Embedded in the letters Leiv is the word Tamid. Furthermore, I think you could relate it to this mitzvah of the Sefer HaChinuch, as we are understanding, Ahavas Hashem. Ahavas Hashem that emanates from the heart, you must arrange. V'ya'arich bilibo tamid. Could I make this up? I can't make this up. You have to arrange in your heart always. And we know that in your heart there is tamid always. Inherent in man is the koach, the tmidius. Someone told me, I was once talking about the word tamid, that all frequent flyer points are called Matmid, is that right? Okay. So in yeshivish lingo, we would say he's a masmid. A masmid is the same word as matmid at all points, lahavdil. One is a frequent flyer, one is a frequent learner in the yeshiva. We have to have Hashem before us, tamid, always and consistently. But if we understand the secret of a lave, we understand that really in the depths of our heart, Hashem is always there. He is consistently with us. We must just tap into that koach. Leiv tamid. And one more thing I thought of. Those two letters, lamid beis, when they're spelled out, one on top of another, lomed bayis. A person must teach their household the secrets of avodas Hashem. If we can internalize into our heart, like Rabbi Shapiro said, that our tefillos are instead of the Korban Tamid, and we can internalize into our hearts Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, when I come with tefillah, avoda shebelev, service of the heart, I must place God before me always and consistently. And I can always, Ya'arich bilibo tamid, arrange always in my heart that everything I have is nullified in comparison to love of God. And I can live by these principles, not just teach them nicely, live by them. Then I will be a low-made bias. It's amazing. It's mamish amazing. Lashon HaKodesh is tremendous. Two letters, lam and base. Look what's going on. Then I become a low-made bias, someone who can demonstrate and teach to my household the importance of avodas Hashem. But how? By really putting it into your heart, not by preaching it, because that won't work, but by living it. I heard Rabbi Zev Lef say in the shiur a few weeks ago, he was actually talking about the first paragraph of Shema, which is really what we're talking about this evening. A few psukim in, we say, "B'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam, b'shiftecha b'veisacha v'lechtecha v'derach." B'shinantam levanecha, you should teach them to your children. You should speak about Torah when you're in your house, when you go on the way. So Chazal famously say, "V'shinantam levanecha, you should teach them to your children." Elu ha-talmidim, sh'ha-talmidim karuei banim. This refers to a person's students, because students are called sons. Rabbi Zev Lef said, people always quote that, but they forget that there's a pshat of the pasuk. The simple meaning, the pshat of the pasuk is, v'shinantam levanecha, you should teach your children. And people sometimes forget the simple pshat. They're so busy with the drash, you should teach your students, and they forget that the Torah is telling you, you should teach your children. Torah, you should speak about it when you're in your house, when you're on the way, when you lay down, when you get up. So if you want to be a low-made bias, it's not amazing? Two letters, lam and base, you don't think this is amazing? It's amazing. If you want to be a low-made bias, you need to live with the tmidius always in your heart. It's amazing. Can't make it up. The yarich belibo tamid. Okay, that was on these two words, which unfortunately I'm trying to mark on my screen. Oh, maybe this is it. Oh! Oh! Baruch Hashem, but I want to erase that because, oh no, Hashem, we're going to go back. Okay? I don't like how you can't forget that. Okay, that's just, okay, it says bilibo, but at least I know how to do it. Tamid, that's much better. You'll have to arrange constantly. Oh my gosh, wait a second, let me see something. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, Lave, ready? I'm very excited. Now I feel like a real teacher. Lamed. Now I can really show you what I was talking about if you didn't understand. Are you excited? Clearly, Micha Hartz is very excited. Oh, now it's even better. Don't get too excited. Don't count your chickens before they hatch. Hashem. I was too excited. I wasn't saying Kochi Votzi Miadi. I was just happy. I can't make it tough. I don't know what happened. It's supposed to be a tough. Here's the lave, and this would be tamid. Do you see it though? The people who I could see, do you see it now? Yeah? Okay, I can't see most people, but for the people I could see, you could see it, okay? So you have to arrange in your heart tamid if you want to be a low-made bias, everything we just spoke about. Let's go back to the Sefer Chinuch. Ki kol mashu ba'olam me'osher banim v'kadim, because everything what you are in this world, whether it's wealth, whether it's family, whether it's honor and glory, hakol ka'ayin, everything is nothingness. Yesh me'ayin, ayin means nothingness. Efes means zero, v'tohu, tohu v'vohu, absolute nothingness compared to your love of Hashem. V'yigia, oh, look what word he says again. Tamid, kol hayom, b'vakashas hachachma, l'man yasi gidiyabo. You have to strive always, every day, consistently, to request knowledge so that your mind can reach this understanding of God. Sof davar, the end of the matter is, ya'asa kol yichalto, you should give it your all. With all of your abilities, you must apply yourself. Lahargil machshavos libo, tamid and leiv, to accustom the thoughts of your heart all day be'emunaso. We have to talk to ourselves about emuna. Henny Machlis used to say, ha'amanti ki adaber. If you remember, we quoted this years ago. I have emuna because I speak about Hashem. And a person must focus all of his abilities to accustom all of the thoughts of his heart all day Talk about emunah. Think about yichud Hashem all day. Achdus Hashem. The unity of God, the oneness of God, faith in God. So whatever I'm doing, I should think to myself, how is this helping me accomplish my tafkid and my avodas Hashem? How is this helping me come closer to Hashem? How is this helping me instill a havas Hashem in my heart? Ad shelo yarega, until there will not even be a moment, by yom ubalayla, by day and by night, b'hakitzo shelo yezocher ahavas adonav b'toch libo. Someone wakes you up and they say, what are you thinking about? I'm thinking about Hashem. And you're doing laundry, what are you thinking about? I love God. And God loves me. And you're cooking dinner and you're learning Torah. Even when you're learning Torah, you might not even be thinking about Ahavas Hashem. You might be thinking of intellectual stimulation and the excitement of what the Hebrew Aleph base teaches you. But while you're being so excited by that, you should think about Hashem. Make sure you're thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam. I have no idea why I can't finish this letter. There should not be a moment by day or by night that you should not remember the love of Hashem, there's the word again, in your heart. V'ha'anin al derech mashal. And we can explain this matter by a parable. We can explain this matter, so we have to make sure, well, we're so excited. Oh, that's right, Nancy, I wrote this in cursive. Oh, you're right, I wrote it here in cursive. Okay, so here you have it in regular script, block letters, and this is my note in cursive. So the matter is by way of a mashal, a parable. She'en nizkar, ba'ahavas Hashem tamid. Here you have the word again, tamid. A person, zocher, zachar. We're coming up to Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Adin. It's Yom Hazikaron. It's a day of remembrance. It's not only the day that God remembers us, which it is. It's a day we have to remember the Ribbono Shel Olam. I once heard a beautiful word on zocher kol hanishkachos. Hashem is the one who remembers all of the forgotten. So usually it means, or we understand it to mean, that everything that I forgot, Hashem remembers. So you think I remember what I said last year, the last week of Elul? It's a little bit of a scary thought, because I have no idea what I said last year, the last week of Elul. Hashem remembers. You think I know what I said last Teves, last Kislev? I have no idea. Zohar kol hanishkachos. Hashem remembers everything. So when I'm called up for the Yom Adin on Yom Hazikaron, everything's written there. We say in the Nesana Tokef, every man's signature is on his page. But I heard a beautiful pshat into Zohar Kol Nishkachos. I don't remember where I read it. Not my own idea. Whatever we forget, Hashem remembers in a positive. If a person remembers all the Maisim Tovim he did, and he's constantly thinking to himself, I'm such a tzaddik, I did so much chesed, I'm such a gaon olam, look what I did for the whole world, I'm the most amazing person since Adam, I did so much bigrachom, I did so much hachnas azarchem, I did so much tzedakah, it makes himself into such a bal gaiva. You should do all those things. With a healthy sense of humility that I'm doing them because I'm fulfilling Ratzon Hashem. If a person constantly harps about all the wonderful things he did, Hashem is zocher kol hanishkachos. If you always remember, Hashem will forget. But if you forget, so to speak, and you move past all those wonderful things you did to the next thing, you forget. You don't build yourself up into a Baal Gaiva. Hashem is Zocher Kol Hanishkachos. He remembers all the things you forgot because of your anivus. There are four comments, so I want to check what's going on. Oh, okay, someone had a question and somebody answered the question. Okay. So, Sheyehe Niskar, that was a side of art. Here we have the word Niskar and Zikaron. So my mind during this time period is, of course, on Inyani Dioma. I hope I told the word over nicely. If a person forgets all the Maisim Tovim they did, meaning you did them quietly, you did them because you're an Eved Hashem, you don't spend time harping on how amazing you are and telling the whole world Hashem is Zocher, Hashem will give you a lot of credit for those Maisim Tovim done the Shem Shemayim. Sheyehei Nizkar, so someone told me they think I... There is something, do you see this? It's not letting me finish the final letter, it's so weird. Once I write the resh, I can't make the following line. Let's go. Sheyehei Nizkar Bahavas Hashem Tamid. This is a mashal. That a person should remember the love of God always. Kizikaron hachoshek tachlis hacheshak v'chasha b'chashu kaso kol yom. Like someone who desires something. When you have a cheshak for something, when you have a desire for something, you can't get it out of your mind. You're constantly thinking about that desire. I don't know, you have an important event that evening. You can't stop thinking about that event. A child's going to sleepaway camp. They can't stop thinking about sleepaway camp. Someone's going to Eretz Yisrael for the first time. Nancy, in your whole life, you can't stop thinking about your trip to Eretz Yisrael because it's the most exciting thing that happened this decade. Someone's getting married. Your child's getting married. I'll call Yisrael Be'ezras Hashem when we eat dates at the Rosh Hashanah table. Besides, for our enemies should be destroyed, we say Klal Yisrael should have a lot of dates this year. So, without shame Hashem. So, it's an important tefillah. Just like you desire something, you have a cheshek for something all day, sheyasig lahavial be, so you can't wait to bring that matter into your house. Someone told you, I don't know, you won the Chinese auction and you have a new grill and somebody dropped off a beautiful piece of jewelry, shadchanus, whatever it is, and you can't wait to bring it into your house. That is the nimshal for how we should think about Ahavas Hashem all day. I can't get it out of my mind. Just like someone who has a cheshek, a desire, a longing for something, that they can't get out of their mind. V'yeser prateha, and the rest of her details, mivo arim b'mekomus b'talmud b'pizur v'medrashim. And the rest of the details of Ahavas Hashem are clarified in different places in the Gemara and scattered throughout the Medrash. Who is this mitzvah incumbent upon? I really want to finish up, but I see there's a comment because I only have 3 minutes left. Oh, you're supposed to think about it, Israel, every day. I'm sure we all do. It's not so good in Eretz Yisrael. I was just seeing the news tonight. The coronavirus is Hashem should really tachel shana v'kil kol aseha. The year and its curses should end. Who is this mitzvah incumbent upon? Is it only on Zecharim, males? Is it only on the Kevos, women? Is it only on Kohanim? Is it only on Levim? Is it a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, land dependent? Is it a mitzvah that's only bizman beis hamikdash hayakayam? Is it a mitzvah only on the king? No, hagas b'chol makom. Eretz Yisrael, chutz la'aretz, galus, ge'ula, temple times, not temple times, b'chol zman. This mitzvah of loving Hashem is applicable in every place, in all times, b'zicharim u'nekevos. Males, females, no one, there's no such thing as osek b'mitzvah. Pater min ha-mitzvah, you're never pater from the mitzvah, free from the mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah, aser shel zman. Grama, all times, all places, males, females. V'over alzer, I want who transgresses this mitzvah. The koveya machshav osav b'inyanim hagash mi'im. And he sets his thoughts to be busy with gashmiistic matters. You're so busy with matters of this world, running around, being so busy with gashmias, not for the sake of Shemayim, just for the sake of gashmias. He doesn't think of Hashem. Ubahavle ha'olam shelo l'shem Shemayim. So it doesn't mean you buy your roast for Yom Tov and you say l'kavod Yom Tov and you have the machshava when you're preparing it to kavod Shabbos Kodesh, l'kavod Yom Tov, Seuda, l'kavod Mishmartim od nafshasechem, l'kavod Torah Simecha, l'kavod hachnasas Archim, if you're zochet to have Archim. No, it's just that you're busy with gashmias and with the nothingness of this world. Havalei ha'olam, not for shem Shemayim. Rak lihitaneid b'hamavad. You want to have enjoyment from the roast. You want to have physical pleasure from a good piece of meat. Not because we honor Shabbos with basar v'dagim. Not because it enhances shalom bayis. Not because you bring simcha to your children at the end of a hard week in school and the stress from COVID and they sit down to a nice piece of meat and it enhances the simcha. No. Only because you want to have a good piece of meat. Rak lihitaneid b'hamavad. Oh, even worse. Lahasi kavod ha'olam hazeh ha'ko'ev. You want to get some kavod in this painful world. Do you know what a good roast Michal Horowitz makes? Wow. Not the shem Shemayim. So people are talking about Michal Horowitz. Not enhancing your Shabbos table. Lahagdil shemo. You're so busy. This last paragraph is so powerful. If you're over on this mitzvah of loving God, and you establish your thoughts in matters of gashmias, physicality, and the nothingness of this world, the havel, the shtus of this world, not l'shem shabayim, only to enjoy physically, or to increase kavod, honor for yourself in this painful world. Lahagdil shemo, so your name will be very great. Lo lekavana lehetiv latovim, not because you want to do good for other people. Ulechazek yedei yisharim, not because you want to strengthen the hand of the straight and the upright. Bitel aseizo va'ansho gadol. You are mevatel this mitzvah aseh. You nullify, you destroy, you have not completed this mitzvah to love God, and his punishment is very great. Vizos mina mitzvos hatmidius. You see how many times the word lev and tamid appeared in this piece? And this is one of the six constant mitzvos al ha'adam, upon a person, umutalos alav la'olam. A person is neck, for example, no matter how old you are, no matter where you live, no matter your position in life, whether you're male, female, if you're busy most of the day in Klei Kodesh, or you're busy most of the day with the gashmis of this world, whatever you're busy with, heim ratzim v'anu ratzim, make sure when you're ratzim, when you're running, it's for the purpose of l'shem shamayim, because the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem can always be fulfilled, no matter what we are doing. And if you want to be a low-made bias, we better make sure that that tmidius is implanted deep within our lev. Ahavta, as Hashem Elokecha, b'chol avavcha. You must love Hashem your God with all of your heart. May the neshama of Miriam Fun, Miriam Baschayim Mitzvah, Allah HaLasham, merit continuously in the merit of this Torah learning. I wish you a final week of Elul, of Chizuk, of positiveness, of Yerusham Mayim combined with Ahavas Hashem. Ba'azos Hashem, Hashem should accept our teshuva and our avoda. For a kasiva, I'll still wish it to you again next week, Be'ezus Hashem. For a kasiva, v'chasima tova, amen v'amen. Thank you all very, very much, everybody. Kol tov and good Shabbos.